and we welcome Pam. Hi, Pam. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you.
Very good. Let's talk about you, if I can be nosy. A little background on you, where you were raised, and your background in teaching and all that good stuff to where you are now.
Well, I was born and raised in Norman County on the west side. I grew up in Halsted, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Went to college in Bemidji and came back and started teaching at Norman County East. Actually, it was Twin Valley public schools at that time.
Right.
And so I was on the east side of the county, live in Ada. I taught and worked as a dean of students for 40 years in education at Norman County East and recently retired.
Well, congratulations to you on that. And you're enjoying life in retirement, I'm assuming, too.
Oh, very much so.
Yes. And part of that enjoyment, I'm assuming, as well, is quilting. Now, for those who are listening who have no clue on what quilting is, describe that for our listeners. What is quilting?
Okay. Some people are a little confused when they hear about barn quilts. They are actually quilt patterns that are painted on wood and displayed outside. Usually the patterns are simple geometric patterns, but there are some quilts that are very intricate. The designs actually can motivate people, and it could be something that means a lot to you. There could be some historical reason for a certain pattern. And then these quilt patterns, barn quilt patterns, are hung. They can be hung on a barn, they can be hung on a fence, a shed, a post, to be displayed outside. Can range from as small as a 1 by 1 foot quilt
mm-hmm.
to 4 by 4 or even 8 by 8. When you're looking at a big barn, you know that a quilt there will be quite large.
Is the barn quilt a new form of art? Has it been around a while?
The history of it is that it started more in the dairy country and out east.
Okay.
If you travel through Pennsylvania, even Wisconsin, Michigan, you'll see these quilts, sometimes painted directly on the barn
mm-hmm.
or painted on a piece of wood.
Okay. So it would come close to a mural then, in a way?
In a way, yes.
Okay.
But again, a quilt pattern, or
yeah.
sometimes you'll even see, it could be an animal, it could be a tree, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's many different patterns.
My guest again, Pam Gunnarsson from Ada, Minnesota, talking about barn quilting and a workshop and a trail in Norman County. Now, the barn quilt trail is a very important topic as far as expressions of art. It's a way to express and to reflect history and culture in the area. The city of Ada has received a grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. And if you would, tell us about this this barn quilt trail. What is that?
Okay. Well, our first step was the workshop, and we had 26 very talented women from all over Norman County come and participate, and each one made a barn quilt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our long-range goal for the trail, you know, we do not have them up at this point, is to have these barn quilts displayed throughout the county. It could be in town, it could be on businesses or the rural farms. And looking at other people who have taken on this project, it looks like it's going to take us, you know, maybe a year or two to actually establish this trail.
Right. Okay. And I'm assuming then with this establishment, you'll be having a guide or a map for those who want to see this trail.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I do have several copies of different ones that I have been able to pick up. And some of them are very specific that, you know, have addresses, and others are more like a trail on a map. And what is important is that each person who displays a quilt and agrees to be on the trail will know that, you know, their location will be on this promotional map.
Right. Now, for the women that have done this so far in Norman County, are they reflecting personal history, growing up on the farm, those kind of things, and what they do?
Well, I was surprised at, you know, the ladies that came. The majority of them I knew, and most of them are rural or live in rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about this. I just spoke with one of the participants, and she's planning to do another with a small group of friends. So the majority of them are going to be in the rural area. But again, as I said earlier, we would like to see them displayed in the towns throughout the county, too.
Right. Okay. So if someone wants to join in and be active and participate in this, is it too late to do that?
Well, we are hoping to offer another class. There is a small group of people that we've been working together to, you know, promote this and putting on the class last weekend. We're hoping to offer another class sometime in maybe late August, early September.
Okay.
And we know that there's a lot of interest out there because we had to limit the number of participants. There is a waiting list for others that would like to go through the class.
Okay. And I happen to have a website here to find out more about this. It's barnquiltsmn.org, and I'll spell that out. BARNQUILTSMN.org, barnquiltsmn.org, to find out more. And I understand you're having an exhibition at the Norman County Fair, which starts tomorrow in Ada, is that right?
That is correct. We're going to display, I think, almost every quilt that was made on Saturday, and with a little bit of information provided. And so we encourage you to come out and take a look at that. And if I may add one more item to this, the barn quilt history, it goes back to it's an Americana folk art, and it celebrates the contributions that women have given to agriculture.
Which is huge, and by the way. It's huge.
Yes.
It really is. I come from that background, that farming background, that history, and I know full well with the women in my family that what they did to make things go and progress when it came to the farm life, priceless contributions on that front as well. Well, again, it's been a real treat, Pam, to talk with you. I believe I talked with you a while back. Maybe I didn't. My memory's not what it used to be as I age.
It's possible. Maybe
yeah.
When I was in administration, I know that we had applied for grants over the years, and greatly, I just want to add how much we appreciated the support from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. We could not have made this possible without their support, so we definitely appreciate that.
Another solid testimonial, you betcha. Again, the Norman County Fair in Ada starts tomorrow, Wednesday, June 20th, and runs through Saturday. And there'll be an exhibition of these barn quilts at the fair. For those coming into Ada to the fair, where will they find the quilts, Pam?
We have them displayed in the building that is called the Coliseum.
Okay.
So it's kind of right down, I would have to say the south, towards the south end of the midway area there.
Right.
So
okay.
Just ask. Somebody will tell you.
Very good. Look for the Coliseum. And again, that website to find out more and to check out details, barnquiltsmn.org, barnquiltsmn.org. Pam Gunnarsson from Ada, Minnesota, thank you so much for joining us at Pioneer Radio.
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity to share what we're doing here in Norman County.